But let me show you cutting-edge robotics. Now, a lot of robotics is very impressive, but manipulation robotics is really still in the dark ages. So this is the end of a PhD project from one of the best robotic institutes, and the student has trained this robot to pour this water into a glass. It's a hard problem because the water sloshes about, but it can do it. But it doesn't do it with anything like the agility of a human. Now, if you want this robot to do a different task, that's another three-year PhD program. There is no generalization at all from one task to another in robotics. Now, we can compare this to cutting-edge human performance. So what I'm going to show is Emily Fox winning the world record for cup stacking. Now, the Americans in the audience will know all about cup stacking. It's a high school sport where you have 12 cups you have to stack and unstack against the clock in a prescribed order. And this is her getting the world record in real time. And she's pretty happy. We have no idea what is going on inside her brain when she does that, and that's what we'd like to know. So in my group, what we try to do is reverse engineer how humans control movement. And it sounds like an easy problem. You send a command down, it causes muscles to contract, your arm or body moves, and you get sensory feedback from vision, from the skin, from muscles, and so on. The trouble is these signals are not the beautiful signals you want them to be. So one thing that makes controlling movement difficult is, for example, sensory feedback is extremely noisy. Now, by noise, I do not mean sound. We use it in the engineering or neuroscience sense, meaning a random noise corrupting a signal. So in the old days before digital radio, when you were tuning in your radio and you heard on the station you wanted to hear, that was the noise. But more generally, this noise is something which corrupts the signal.